Hi everyone, it's Lee here, giving this a try. I'm not sure whether Audio Boom's still allowing us to record short audio or not, so I'm giving it a try. As those of you will know who follow me on Facebook, Jess and I are down in Tynmouth, Devon, at the moment, for a two-week holiday. And we're sitting in the grounds of the hotel in the bottom spending area for the dogs. So it's not a spending area, it's a big pen that they can run round. Not that they're running around much at the moment.
Tired, I think.
We've been into town and we've been using, for those VI friends of mine, VI, for those who don't know, stands for visually impaired.
Oh, as voiceover says, six.
Yeah, for some reason. Yeah. It does it as new Roman numerals, yeah. VI. We've been using the new app from Microsoft called Soundscape. For those who don't know, Soundscape is an app that you use on iDevices at the moment. I'm not sure whether it's available on Android or not yet. And what you do is, it's better wearing headphones, and the reason you're using headphones is better. It gives you directional indications. So you might be standing in an area, and in the headphone it will say, make a noise on your left and say it, or just say the name of the building that's on your left or the one on your right. As you're walking along, it will indicate if the steps by making a bunking noise. That's the only way I can describe it. It's sort of a doo-doo, and it'll
a
say steps
noise.
I don't know what you'd call it.
Anyway.
It will indicate post boxes, recycling bins, believe it or not, and the names of some businesses that it knows of. Gives you intersections, gives you road names. We've used it at home, but we used it for the first time today, and I must admit, I was quite impressed. It helped a great deal to know where you were, to help the dogs to locate things.
Yeah,
basically,
it's
designed to work with the mobility aid you currently use, so you couldn't use it without using a white stick or a guide dog. It only gives you ideas of where you are. And we've always had problems locating this particular slope that you need to come up onto the higher esplanade or promenade here, and the girls would never find it. Now today, the woman's voice in Soundscape was telling us the names of the roads, and she said service road, which means it's a dead end road basically. And just after that, Emily stopped and she'd found the slope. So knowing that you can locate things and learning things, it really helps. You can set what they call audio beacons so that you can tell it to direct you using sound to a particular business or location. It's very, very useful. If you haven't tried it, then please do. It's free. Soundscapes, all one word, and it's great to just mess around with, to be honest. I was quite impressed with it. And you can use it in conjunction with other navigation and GPS apps that you use as well.
Our
problem is you need, as a guide dog owner, to be able to use your ears, obviously.
Yeah.
So we bought a pair of bone conductive Bluetooth
headphones.
So you've still got your ears free, and we use those purely for Soundscape and other navigations devices, so that we can still hear what we're doing and hear what it's telling us is nearby as well. We only bought a cheap pair. You don't need to buy anything expensive. They're only about $10, I think, off
good,
eBay, and they're very good. They go around the back of your neck and fit over your ears and sit on the bone in front of your ears.
And they do actually say power on or
they do
or
when you turn them on and off. It's very, very good. We've used that for the first time and been quite impressed.
How long have you got left?
If you haven't experimented, then please do try Soundscape. It's free and worth giving a go. So we're just sitting here now before we let the girls have a bit of freedom before we go back up to the hotel and have lunch and whatever. So I thought I'd do a bit of an update and tell you a little bit about Soundscape and suggest you try it if you haven't. It's not just for the blind either. Anyone can use it. I'm not sure. I shall have a look. Hang on a sec. No, it's still going. 5 minutes and 4 seconds.
That's all right.
It's a really good app that I suggest people give a try to. Jessie's throwing things.
I had a huge piece of coffee and walnut cake, and I'm talking a quarter of a cake.
And I had a piece of Victoria's sandwich, which was pretty much a similar size, in a cafe in the town. Chance's, it's called. We always go there. I had an Americano, a large one, and Jess had a small one.
It used to be called... The Dairy Maid,
yeah. Yeah, and it was bought out. And they're closing, as they are most of them, the Barclays Bank branch here in Timber.
Oh, yeah.
But you can draw money out and pay in at the post office, luckily, when it does go. It's going beginning of September.
Yeah.
That's a shame. Sadly, these things happen. The hotel has changed hands recently, as I'm sure you're all aware. It's been bought out by a company called Starboard. And Starboard is a family-run business and a mainstream hotel. They own a lot of hotels, including Windermere Manor and others all over the country. In fact, they bought one out by us in Haydock. So they've got loads.
Perhaps you should try that one.
They've kept all the VI facilities here at Clifton. It's still in the changeover period at the moment because they only got it on the 18th of April. So there's lots of things they're still trying and whatever. Now, I will do a proper chat about the hotel a bit later on in the holiday because we've only been here one day. And
no, we're still settling in.
I will sort of do a little audio if people want me to of what we think and the differences to help anyone else who might be considering coming down here. So I will be doing that if people would like. Let me know if people would like me to, and I will. Probably will anyway, but
you can't do
if you've got any questions you want to ask me, then Facebook me or tweet me and I'll answer them on the next review of the hotel I do, the talk about the hotel, to try and help if
anymore.
I can. Anyway, I shall buzz off for now, and I'm hoping this will go through okay, because I've not used audio boom in a long time. So.
Bye, wasp.
What, did you just go...
No, you said buzz off.
Oh, I thought you meant something had gone, Pat.
No.
Right. Okie doke.
So, Elkie.
I shall speak to you again. So I was just laughing about something that Jess told me this morning. Sorry. Apparently, when I was asleep, I turned over and kissed Jess on the back. And I don't even remember doing it.
No.
And apparently she said, go back to sleep. And I went, sorry. Turned over and went back to sleep again. So,
yeah. Quite funny.
But I don't remember any of that.
No.
Yeah. There you go. Hey ho and all that. Right, anyway, I'm going now. Take care, everyone, and speak soon.
Bye.
Oh, come on.